horses, they're over getting some shelter from the trees, okay. And the donkeys are just in front eating mm-hmm. in the paddock, and the sheep are over that way, mm-hmm. and there's some more goats over there as well. Mm-hmm.
Welcome, sweet viewers, to this edition of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today and next week, we are taking an excursion to Cariad Farm Sanctuary for a visit with some friendly farm animals. Cariad Farm Sanctuary is a vegan, not-for-profit organization located here in Australia, in the beautiful Northern Rivers region of New South Wales. It is founded and lovingly owned by Kirsten and Darren, who provide both a forever home and a temporary haven for animals who are waiting to be reunited with their caregivers.
Sometimes the previous owners have to move, or then their farm has to be sold, or they just don't have the suitable conditions on the farm to continue looking after the farm animals, and other times it's because they've been saved from a factory farm mm-hmm. and they've been rescued and then they're brought here mm-hmm. by the people that rescued them. Other times it's that the person has tried to care for them, but whether they haven't had adequate fencing or food or water available, and so they've come here. Other times the animal has been found in a distressed state, or just wandering around without a home. So there's all sorts of different reasons.
Life at Cariad Farm is simple. The dwelling is in perfect harmony with nature, where the environment is respected and all living beings are appreciated. Cariad Farm Sanctuary welcomes all visitors to learn more about animals and the harms involved in farming them. For obvious reasons of compassion, Darren and Kirsten, and even the animals, are vegan, and definitely encourage it when visitors stay at the farm.
Cariad means love in Welsh. Aww. So.
That's lovely.
Which is also Kirsten's surname as well.
Love it. So this is love in action.
It is. It's the love farm.
Cariad Farm Sanctuary is home to about 65 farm animals, including horses, donkeys, cows, goats, sheep, pigs, geese and chickens. Now let's meet the family.
This is Sarah, and she's called a Jerusalem donkey and is quite interested in the camera or not. She's very protective of all the animals and keeps a lot of the flock here safe.
It's marvellous, isn't it? And how did they come to end up here?
Oh, they came from a local farmer, and I think they were his mother's, and they were just in the pasture and with the other cows, and he learned about what we were doing and decided that they'd have a good home here.
And they get on well with the horses?
Yes, they do. They hang out with each other. And Sam and Sarah, they're the couple of donkeys, and Jarrah, who's the brown horse, brown mare, and Inca, the gelding, they're all quite a team.
This is Sejal. Sejal's been at Cariad Farm for about 4 months now. When she first came, she was quite malnourished, and she came from a property where the farmer, he didn't have enough feed in his paddock for her, and even though the farmer genuinely really cared for the horse, but a horse needs the green grass to really keep their condition. So we've had to obviously pay extra special attention to Sejal, and we give her extra feed. And especially now that the weather's getting cold, we have to make sure that she'll be fine for the winter. But she's a really loving horse and very grateful, and it's a real pleasure to have her here with us and part of our family. Here we have Patchouli.
Mm-hmm.
We often call her Patchy.
Mm-hmm.
And she came here with her sister, Sandy Sandalwood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their sisters. Yeah. And they were rescued from being sold to be eaten.
Oh, dear.
So they were the last two fortunate ones.
Oh.
And
thank goodness.
They just love a belly rub. And they particularly love the sunny weather and the mud. Patchy, you can see she's a little bit muddy. She's been in the dam, and the pigs need the mud to help them to control their body temperature.
Okay.
This is Frida, that's Rosie, and Ted. And they're eating their evening meal of ground barley tonight. And they're chomping it up away. These three pigs came to us from a vegan lady who'd rescued Ted from a factory farm, and Rosie, I think, as well from a factory farm, and little Frida here, who's half bush pig, was living in the front yard of somebody else's house, and she was a bit concerned about Frida, so she ended up joining Ted and Rosie, and they eventually came here. You can see that Ted is looking for a bit of food, and Rosie's going over to Rosie's, and Rosie's coming over to Ted's, and they all like to swap around and have a little bit to eat of each other's. They love to share a bit of food. They, you know, very clean animals, the pigs. They'll never sort of soil their shelter at all. Fantastic. Fantastic personalities, and you can see little Frida there just licking the rim of the bowl. Jeez, there's nothing wasted.
When we return, we will meet more animals on the Cariad Farm, a warmly caring vegan sanctuary for farm animals here in Northern Rivers, Australia. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
She's nodding me.
She's nodding, young lady.
She's nodding us because she wants to be rubbed on the back,
right,
instead
right.
of the head. And she has these beautiful long ears, and she's quite a character. They call Jerusalem donkeys because you can see this stripe down the side, each side, and a stripe along her spine.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, here on Supreme Master Television. We are here today at the Cariad Farm Sanctuary, a not-for-profit organization and a loving vegan home to some 65 animals, including horses, donkeys, cows, goats, sheep, pigs, geese, and chickens.
Bella and Mover. They were rescued from an animal sanctuary, animal refuge in Brisbane,
uh-huh.
And they'd been handed in by a farmer because they didn't have enough feed for them in the paddock. They were experiencing a drought,
uh-huh.
And so we gave them a loving home here, and they were certainly about the quarter of the size they are now.
And I suppose they have distinct personalities.
Oh, for sure. Mover gets
playful,
yes. And he wants a lot of attention.
All right.
And
he dances around.
He does, yeah. Sometimes he uses his horns, in a kind of like a frisky movement. And so you've sometimes got to keep an eye on him. But, yeah, here he comes.
And he's very protective of his Bella?
Oh, yes, very much so. They both tend to sort of groom each other and look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's Bella now in the background here.
And they get on well with all your other animals that have come here for sanctuary?
Oh, for sure, yes. Yeah. The cows, the donkeys, the pigs, the goats, the sheep,
yeah.
They all interact with each other. Get on very well with the pigs.
And the animals all keep an eye on each other as well. Mm. They all see everyone
for sure.
As part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd let you know if someone's in trouble.
Yeah,
that's
do,
right, yeah. It is, yeah. They protect the flock.
Well, that's interesting. So donkeys are like guardians.
Yeah.
Nellie used to be a dairy goat. She's got a mammary gland cancer. So we're just obviously keeping an eye on it and just helping
her. Just treating her palliatively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just we spoke to the vet and there's not much you can do for that sort of cancer. And the vet was actually saying that that's quite a common cancer for goats that are used for the dairy industry.
Okay.
So, yeah. Because it's not natural, the number of pregnancies and the milking.
You can see that Nellie's had her horns taken off because...
Because she was used for dairy.
But, I mean, like you can see with River here, he's got his full set of horns and he uses them to, you know, scratch and, you know, sort of like play,
interact
with the other animals and also protect.
All the animals are a real asset. But, yeah, the donkeys, everyone has a special quality. Even the geese sleep with one eye open.
So they've all got their roles in their little society here.
They do, yes. Yeah, I mean,
they interact together.
They do. I mean, the pigs, they sometimes root up the earth and any sort of like nut grass there, which is quite a sort of prolific weed. The geese follow them about and eat the nut grass bulbs. So they all sort of have unique kind of systems. And
where are all the goats going?
They're off to visit Masai the ram there.
He's very popular.
He is very popular. He's one healthy ram, that's for sure.
But he's a sheep, isn't he?
He is a sheep, but they're very, very similar. The caprids, the sheep and the goats.
Mm.
So yeah, they interact. They interact a lot. Interact a lot, as do the pigs with the cows as well. Mm. This is Masai. He's a Damara ram. He's about three or 4 years old. Masai, aren't you? He came from a refuge just in north of here, and the rams have a pretty sad life. You know, they're sort of like passed around from breeder to breeder because everybody wants new lines of blood within their stock. He's a very headstrong.
Really? Knows what he likes.
He does. He loves grass, and the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence, isn't it, Masai? And you can see that he's got like a nice... nice paddock here full of green grass.
More
and he's
grass, more grass.
And he's able... able to interact with the other animals through the fences.
Even though they're the same animal, they all have their individual personalities as well.
Like
with some of the animals, when they first come, they haven't had positive interactions with people, and it takes them a while to just trust you. And then other animals, they're all over you. You work out what each individual animal needs, and you take that into consideration, and then it all seems to fit into place. It all works out, and
sometimes the animals just need company. When they're here and then are in, you know, like a herd, they tend to act much differently than, you know, when they're in individuals. So that's a great thing to see.
More positively.
Yes, definitely.
As we wrap up today's visit, we leave with understanding of why Cariad Farm Sanctuary was created.
It evolved with the need. You can't, there are always needy animals in a rural community where there are farm animals used for industry. And people tend to get to know us and know what we're like and know that our love for animals. And then they'll contact us and say, would you be able to take this animal? And we always say yes.
We do.
That's wonderful.
Meet the family of Cariad Farm Sanctuary at cariadfarm.org. Thank you for joining us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Up next, stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples. May the abundance from nature bring you glowing health and inner peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.